This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
All that craziness, all that ice, no electricity, no water, Armageddon. Today is 74 degrees outside. Go figure.
What is TWS podcast, episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
The rant of the vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rich. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
I'm ready.
I feel like Neanderthal.
Staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
I'm just in a cut, sitting sideways. Wait at you looking all the time. Time in it left you with a broken heart. Hardly excuses how you play with mine. Minding my business and you show up. Up to no good, I should have seen the signs. Signing me up to do your dirty work. Working to try and get you off my mind.
I know you like to drink to the sun up. Grind till you come up. Work all winter, shine all summer. Hey, never mind me. I'm in my Drake bag today. But anyway, welcome to the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I'm your boy, J.Dot Flan, representing the White Pants Society. And I want to thank you, first and foremost, for, you know, tuning in, sitting down with me, letting me talk through some things. I don't know. Hopefully it helps. But either way, I appreciate you. You could be anywhere else in the world, but you're here with me. Thank you for that. I'm a Texas resident and... crazy week. I guess it was a crazy week for everybody, but I think Texas got the most air time or whatever for everything that was going on with us here, because we're not prepared for it. And, you know, I come from the East Coast, so I'm not used to being in a place where, you know, what we got did what we did. Like, we didn't, I don't know, man. It looked crazy to me. I never seen nothing like that before, like going outside and looking like the world just got flash frozen, like the way there was just a layer of ice on everything and just the trees. And it was crazy looking at me. I never really seen anything quite like that. But at the same time, it didn't look like this like catastrophic thing to me. But, you know, I don't know. If you live in a state that isn't accustomed to it and isn't prepared for it, we see what can happen. So I don't know. Maybe we got to have more discussions about how the weather is changing in the world and places that never thought certain things would affect them need to start preparing like they might, because that shit was crazy. And then today I'm outside, you know, in my socks and a short sleeve shirt, like it's nothing. 74 degrees, it's fucking crazy. I don't know, this is a weird episode. I went back and forth with whether or not to do an episode this week. I know y'all heard me say that before. I guess I'm just, you know, I trouble mine or whatever. I even like played around with the title a couple times. I had an idea for what I wanted to do, and I was like, nah, I shouldn't do that. And I'm like, nah, fuck it, I'm gonna do it. And I'm like, eh. So I don't really know, like, as of this moment, I really don't know what this show is about to be. It is 100% going to be organic and just, like, I don't know, become its own thing. A few things that, you know, I don't know, I did have planned. You know, I normally give my chef Elise updates, and unfortunately, we ran into, you know, second week in a row where, you know, we didn't do our daddy-daughter thing. First week, she was sick. This week, we had the storms. You know, I went a week pretty much without my meds because pharmacies were closed and, you know, couldn't do grocery shopping, so we decided to postpone again. So I didn't have my time with Sweet Pea. The funny thing is, the interesting thing was that she's been sending me text messages pretty much all week, all through the storm, from her mother's phone. And it's one of the situations where, like, if they caught me in the wrong moment, like in the wrong mindset, if I wasn't aware enough of the situation, like, it could have been crazy. Because, like, she's sending me these text messages from her mother's phone. So, like, when the text messages come through, they just come through, you know, with my ex-wife's name on it. And so I get a text message you know, in the morning, you know, like, good morning, daddy. I love you so much. Now, in the past, that could have been a completely different thing. You know, I could have fucked around and responded to that the wrong way. But yeah, I know we way beyond that. But it was crazy. I was getting a lot of, you know, I love you so much, you know, messages and stuff from my ex-wife's cell phone. And but I had to be smart enough to know that ain't her. That's Sweet Pea. And so, yeah, I responded as dad. And she does this thing where she, like, sends me messages that are straight emojis. Like, just nothing but emojis. Just and random emojis. Like, skull, cat, thumbs up. And it'd be like a paragraph. Like, several lines of these emojis. I guess that's her thing. But, yeah, it was pretty cool. We did at least get a chance to speak. And, I had to look at my phone and like think about it a couple times. But yeah, speaking of shit like that, I guess relationships that have gone sour. It looks like I spoke too soon on my relationship status. Like, yeah, I guess I jumped out the window and it wasn't that time. So yeah, anybody who listened to the show last week or the week before and heard me say that I was like in a situationship or whatever it is you call it now. And if you feel some kind of way, like, oh shit, I lost my chance, I missed my chance, or something like that, nah, you good. You good. I'm still in the game for now, sort of, kind of. I don't know. We'll get to it. Yeah, man, yeah. I don't know. I said I'm out of practice. I'm not exactly sure what went left and how it went left so fast, but it did. And I ain't gonna front like I'm not, you know, hurt or upset by it, but I don't know. It's a crazy situation. I talk a lot about myself and on this podcast, and I share a lot of personal information. I try to shy away from telling things about myself that would involve me saying something about somebody else. You know, like if I got to tell a story about something that happened to me that's going to involve what somebody else did, and you know, then I typically try to shy away from it. So I've been thinking all week, like, this is my podcast. This is my half hour to talk and talk through my shit and, you know, maybe reach somebody else. And I've gotten some messages this week about previous shows I did and, you know, how they impacted a person or how they touched a person or just how they wanted to have a further conversation with me based on something I said. So I do see that happens. So I don't want to not do that. I don't want to not talk through my shit. And I don't really got nobody else to talk to. So y'all just catch the brunt of it. But I'm going to try to steer away from my opinions on anybody else's actions and just talk about what I think I did wrong. You know, cause I'm seeing it. All right, so before I got married, right, because marriage was pretty much my swan song. That was my series versus the jazz. Like, you know, I did it. That was supposed to be the way I went out. It was supposed to be the final shot. I was supposed to leave out. And then I guess all of this shit that's happened since then has been, you know, my time with the Wizards or something, or owning the Bobcats. Like, fucked up my legacy, tarnished my legacy. But previous to the marriage, I had been described, somebody told me I was a serial monogamist. And I guess what they was trying to say, you know, I kind of get it now, but I think what they was trying to say is like every situation that I enter, every relationship that I enter, I looked at it like this is the one. Like, this is the last relationship I'm going to be in. Like, I only have one speed. I don't know how to do things not half-ass. Like, I don't know, half-ass ain't the term, but I don't know how to do things like halfway or like not, like, if I'm doing something, I'm we going, like, I'm an addict. If a little bit is good, a lot is better. And so, like, if I'm doing something, I'm doing it. I'm, you know, pedal to the floor, let's go. And yeah, I guess that got me in some trouble in the past. Somehow I worked out with my ex-wife for a time, and I don't know, I blame it on like my upbringing and teachers. Like, teachers, you gotta be careful with the things you say to students, because teachers used to say dumb shit to me. Like, they used to tell us growing up, like, stuff like, no matter what you do, you know, if you're gonna be a janitor, be the best damn janitor that ever lived. You know, if you're gonna flip burgers, be the best burger flipper that ever lived. Like, whatever it is you do, strive to be the best. And they don't tell you that don't apply to all situations. Like, you know, I definitely think I applied that philosophy to my drinking career. I was trying to be the best that ever did it. You know, I was really trying to. I got the, you know, little man syndrome a little bit. So, like, I did have a part of me that was like, if I could drink these, you know, dudes that's bigger than me, if I could drink them under the table, you know, that was a status thing for me. I don't know. I took some sort of, you know, perverse pride from that. But yeah, man, I was trying to up my tolerance and be able to do more and, like, had the craziest stories. I was trying to be the best, you know, even in that, you know. You catch me on the right day, I might run you through my stats because I think I can make a claim. Like, if I'm not the best, I'm top 10. Like, I'm up there, you know. That's the, like, alcoholic addict mentality. Like, if you get a bunch of alcoholics together and if one of them starts running through, like, I guess they call it the drunker log or something like that. If one of them starts running through, like, their career, their stats, it's going to get competitive. It's going to get competitive fast. Like, folks are going to go story for story. Oh, yeah, man, let me tell you about this time where, this is exactly what it's going to do. Trying to see if people can keep up with my antics or whatever. But yeah, I blame the teachers. They told me to be the best, and I tried to. And so, yeah, I mean, I guess I do that with relationships, too. I go pedal to the floor probably a little too soon. Like, I want to be that dude, it's nothing like, you know, you've ever encountered before. I wanna sweep you off your feet from, like, day one. Like, that's my aim. Like, I don't know. Is that wrong? I guess it's wrong. I think it's not wrong, like, when you're younger. Like, in my younger days, I think that was a good thing. Like, you know, when you're young and you don't know. And you don't know how fucked up things can get once you fall in love. Like, when you're young and you think and love sounds cool to you, so like, yeah, I want to be in love. Like, when you're in that mode, like, then maybe that strategy works, is a good one. But when you're, like, this age, my age, when you're damn near 40, it's like, you know that once the feelings get involved and once you really care about somebody, like, that's when shit can get bad. Like, that's when the worst things happen to you. You know, Common said it, you know, I want to be the one that makes you happiest and hurts you the most. It's like, so when you put that, when you give that to somebody, you not only open yourself up for love and all that great shit, but you open yourself up for all of the fucked up shit that, you know, I guess when you're in your 20s, you have no idea it's possible. So maybe that's it. Like, I come in and I'm doing all this stuff, like, trying to, you know, like, you ain't met nobody like me before. Girl, you know you fucking with the GOAT. I sent that song. That was stupid. That might have led to what happened. I don't know. But, I think when you start doing that, you know, and you're dealing with somebody that may have some trauma under their belt, that's going to make people nervous. Like, oh, I'm not trying to feel like that again right now. Like, maybe I want some companionship. I want some, you know, body I vibe with. Maybe looking for something physical, whatever it is. But I ain't looking for all that because I know where that shit leads. And that shit can lead to bad places. Let me make sure this is worth those bad places that this may go before I jump out the window with you. But that's, I ain't got but one speed. I don't know how to ease into it. We going. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I've never perfected that art. I've never done the one night stand. I have never been the casual dude. And I don't know. But yeah, I think the nail in the coffin for this current situation, ironically enough, was sending flowers for Valentine's Day. And I blame y'all. I blame myself? No, I'm not going to do that. I blame y'all. I'm going to blame everybody else. That's what I do. I blame you people. Because I went around asking everybody. Like, I was trying to figure this thing out. Like, you know, again, me trying to make the perfect move, perfect chess move, you know, I think I had three scenarios, right? I had figured out, I had found out what her favorite color was, what her favorite flower was. And so I had three scenarios when I started looking for flowers. I understand that y'all probably like, you already have fucked up because you had three scenarios, but walk with me. It was either get the, because I couldn't find exactly what I wanted, which was favorite flower, favorite color. So I could either get favorite flower, random color, random flower, favorite color, or I could get the favorite color, roses. And I posted this question. I posted this question on Twitter. I made it a poll. I tried to get people's input. I was trying to figure out, because I thought a little bit that like roses may be too much. Roses carry a weight to them that regular flowers don't carry. So I was like, yeah, it might be too much. And I don't know. I didn't get a whole lot of responses back. And by the time I started getting responses from people, I had already placed my order and the shit was in motion. Like, yeah, saying like it was already happening. The Titanic had already left the port. Like the shit was going to go down. So I blame y'all. Like, next time I ask for help, help me out. Like, I don't know. It's y'all fault. Yeah. Now y'all got me here watching the clock. I could see when I could take some more anxiety meds because my chest hurts. Like, oh, this is all y'all fault. I want you to know what you did to me. I want you to know how y'all fucked with me. Next time, help me out, man. I don't know. I guess I hate that term, like hopeless romantic, but you know, maybe that's what I don't know. Fuck that. To keep the sports analogy going, like this situation was like me coming out of retirement to play one more season and then like tearing my ACL on the first play. It's like that's how I feel right now. And it's, I don't know. I guess it's kind of a sign that, you know, the game has passed me by, that maybe I'm done. I hate to go out with this being like my final shot, but I don't know. I don't know if I have it in me to do any better. And I'm really not trying to like rehab through a different injury. I'm going to take this sports analogy to the fullest. Don't worry. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you can hear it, you know, but I'm hurt. I'm definitely hurt. I joke a lot, and I don't know. I think that gives people the wrong impression of me. Like, I have a lot of things that have happened in my past. I've talked about some of them on the show, and even when I talk about them, I joke. You know, I've joked about the suicide attempt. I've joked about some of the things, you know, in my alcoholic past. I've joked on other podcasts talking about, you know, childhood stuff, and I'm not trying to say, you know, my life was horrible or traumatic, but that is my coping mechanism. It's humor. Like if I can find something humorous about the situation, then it loses its sting. Like that way, when I think about it, I think about the joke or I think about the funny. I think about it, you know, in a humorous fashion rather than thinking about it in the other way, the depressive, upset way. It's a coping mechanism. But what I think is done for people, in relation to me, is made people think I have like just a real flippant attitude toward everything. Like I don't take anything seriously, so I don't care about anything, you know. And it's really quite the opposite. My problem is what's led to many of my problems, which is the thing that I take medication for, and you know, the thing I go to, I don't know, self-help meetings for and stuff. You know, the thing that I do a lot of the things I do right now trying to recover from, the thing I'm trying to recover from is the fact that I tend to care too deeply and about every fucking thing. Like I'm trying to care less, and people think I don't care, and I am trying to care less. Like I'm trying to figure out a way, you know, to not care so much so that things don't bother me when they happen. You know, but that's my problem. I, you know, things tend to have an extreme effect on me. And so what you see on the outside is me trying to keep like the full weight of anything from really hitting me. Like if I ever like really was in that moment, or if I ever really let that feeling come in completely, whatever it is, the anger, the sadness, you know, hurt, whatever it is, if I ever like dropped my guard and said, all right, I'm going to be sad today. Like, I know where that rabbit hole goes. So I fall apart, and I did that once, you know, I know exactly where that road leads. So, you know, I don't know. I guess I don't know. I feel like I'm like Bruce Banner or something. Like, and I tell people, like, you wouldn't like me when I'm angry. People tend to, I've had situations in the past, especially with women, that they did things on purpose to try to anger me, because, you know, seeing me get angry, or the fact that they could anger me, proved to them that I cared. It proved to them, like, their status with me. And I don't know. I tried to warn them. I was like, nah, you won't like me when I'm angry. I don't want to, you know, I don't go there, because I know where I go when I go there. And I haven't perfected the art of getting a little bit angry or tempering my anger. Like, when I go. And people tend to think if I don't get angry, I don't care. And so when they're around me and they see that I very rarely get angry, I very rarely get outside of this box. I take, you know, mood stabilizers. So I'm trying to stay stable in my mood, motherfucker. Like, you know, I try to stay in this little box. And people tend to look at that like, you know, I don't know. Like, he don't give a fuck about anything. And so it don't matter what I say to him. It don't matter what I do to him. You know, like, it's flat. Like, flat don't care. Like, shit just rolls off. And it don't. It don't. But, I don't know. It's like, yeah. when the facade fades, like when the whole stoic thing fades, like it gets ugly real quick. And this led to, you know, a lot of like the worst moments of my life. And then I fall into a depression because I'm mad at myself for what I did when I was angry. And, you know, it just becomes a cycle, and it's crazy. You know, like what I don't think people understand about me when, you know, they think that I don't get angry is basically,
that's my secret, Cap. I'm always angry.
I'm always fucking angry. I'm always angry. I'm always a little bit hurt. There's always something in there, and you don't want to be the thing that breaks through. And I'm trying to tell people, like, don't be the thing that breaks through. Like, don't be the thing. I hold on to a lot because I got this need for, like, justice. You hurt me, I want to hurt you back. I want to hurt you back. And I know that's not right. So I try not to do that. But a lot of that still sits in there. Like, it's like I got this need to lash out. I want to lash out. And the fact that I can't lash out pisses me off. Like, and I can't show that, you know. And as I'm trying to do the let go, let God. I really hate when people say that. I get it. That's what I'm supposed to do. But, like, the phrase sounds real simple. Like, I don't want to be angry. I don't want to be angry. I don't want to be upset. I don't want to be hurt. And I try very hard to, you know, move on, change the thought, all that kind of stuff. And it's just more difficult than it sounds. I'm not saying it's impossible, and I'm not going to stop trying. But it's way more difficult than it sounds. And, I don't know. But, you know, that's why I had this podcast, you know, because I think a part of the whole wanting to lash out and wanting to hurt people back is just because I want somebody to know that I'm hurt. Like, I hate the fact that things happen to me and then I put on this face and I laugh and I joke about it. Nah, it's cool. Whatever. You know, like, nah, I'm good. It's all good. Like, nah, whatever. You know, I understand. You know, I'm always, that's me. I understand. Nah, I can't fault you for that. You good. Don't worry about it. We good. And then, you know, but that's not how I'm feeling 100%. That's how I feel like I'm supposed to be feeling. And that's how I feel like I should, the response I think I should give you. Because, you know, what somebody said, like, people don't hurt us. You know, it's not the thing that happened that hurt you. It's how you feel about the thing that happened. To hurt you, and how you feel about something is under your control. So, like, whatever happened is just the thing, and it's how I feel about it that's the problem. And I have to change the way I feel about things, and that's a daunting task. I don't want to put anything on you because it ain't you. It's, you know, I feel like it's me, but then I feel like don't nobody know. Like, don't nobody know that I'm fucked up. No, I don't nobody know I'm going through something. Yeah. I don't know. And then I do the crazy thing is here's the other funny thing I realized this week is that I do that whole, what can Flan do for you? And sometimes I get upset because like nobody hits back and it's genuine. Like I'm genuinely, and what I'm looking for in those moments is I am dealing with something. And what I've learned is the best thing to do in those moments is to find ways to be of service. You know, one, it gets me out of my head, you know, and then it always happens that the solution that I was looking for, that I didn't know I was looking for, like comes to me out of, you know, comes to me from somewhere else, from a completely, you know, unexpected direction or something like that. Like not even what I thought, you know, I thought I needed, but the thing I needed that I didn't know I need just comes out of nowhere. And it's like, so I put those posts up and most of the time don't nobody say shit. It's all right. If y'all need me, I'm here. But then what happened is like nobody responds to the post, but things in my life start popping up that require my attention. You know, people around me start needing things. Not the people that responded to the post, just random folks start needing things, or situations pop up in the house or with people I deal with or at work. And then I get mad because I got all this shit to do, when that's exactly what the fuck I was asking for. I was asking for something to take my focus away from my issues and my problems and allow me to be of service. And it comes, and it didn't come in the form that I wanted it to come in. So I'm pissed off about it. And I didn't realize that till like this week, because it absolutely happened. I made one post. I think maybe like one person responded to it. Shouts to Devin. And I got you on, you know, whatever it is you need with that endeavor. And then I was like, yeah, you know, don't nobody be giving a fuck. But yeah, all at the whole time, like shit around me was just spinning. And then the last 2 days, like I just been going. I haven't had time to sit and dwell on shit, which was pretty much is what I was looking for. It just happened in a way that I wasn't expecting and that I didn't ask for. But got to learn to be grateful. But yeah, man, I don't know. I appreciate y'all listening. I feel like at least somebody knows me or knows a part of me. And that's really why I do this podcast, because, you know, I just feel like I live inside my head and I want to feel that something. I want to feel understood. I think we all want to feel understood. I want to feel understood. And so I can have these talks with y'all when I can't see you, and you get to listen to it and maybe later tell me something. I get to forget what I said and maybe later you come back and tell me something, you know, that you took from it. And that's dope. But that's why I do this. This is all self. I've exposed to you to all the things that some people think I do for people are all selfish. It's all selfish. When I ask what I can do for you, it's because I need you to allow me to help you so I can feel better. It's all selfish. These are facts. But with that said, my man, I'm going to do the usual calls to action. My man, Zaya Fitness, Z-A-Y-A-H Fitness. Please check him out. I know he's dropping some dope videos. He got this camera. He's doing some pretty dope things with the camera. So he's giving you recipes and little routines you could do. But if you're really trying to get your nutrition and your fitness right, hit him up, Z-A-Y-A-H Fitness on Instagram. He'll get you where you want to go. TTCharities.org. You know, I always big up them, because right now is a time where a lot of people feel helpless and want to find a way to be impactful, want to find a way to channel some of the energy or negative feelings, you know, that you have toward the way things are going right now. TT Charities is always involved, always doing something. So go check out the website, TTCharities.org. And, you know, donate what you can, time, money, books, clothes, maybe just a like, a repost, a retweet, whatever it is, it all helps. I got the two podcasts, What is TWS and Define Functional. Definitely looking for guests for Define Functional. I want to have more conversations on that show. So if something you heard here sparked a topic that you want to talk about or talk to me about, let's do it. And let's do it, you know, let's record it and make it a show. So, you know, hit me up, Flan at whatistws.com, and let's do Define Functional together. But check out the few episodes I have of it out right now, as well as the 189 other episodes of the What Is TWS podcast. Subscribe, please, rate and review. I got merch. Hoodie season is still in effect. HOODIESZN. The coupon code will get you 20% off with the store at whatistws.com. So, yeah, you can still get your hoodies or whatever, t-shirts. The weather's changing in Texas. But that's about all I got, man. I feel better. I appreciate y'all. So yeah, I came in on some Drake because Drake makes music for light-skinned dudes going through things. I'm not light-skinned, but I was feeling light-skinned today. That's colorism. My bad. All right, anyway, Drake makes music for dudes going through things. As I was in that bag. But we're gonna lead out on something, you know, completely reckless. We might as well have fun. So until we speak again, be safe, be light, be easy. Love y'all.
Baby, like how many songs can you make about a booty?
Like 1,000.
Ooh, girl, you gon' learn that they gon' get this poundin'. I'm not finished, I'ma hit it in the shower. So get the thing to the booty ready to get into it. I'm out here, babe. You fuck with lame-os. They just copy me. They work at Kinko's. Tell your big friend, come give me them Kinko's. Tell her eyes and her legs gon' be in back of her head. I can't even imagine what your DM look like.
Ooh.
I see the future, you what my BM look like.